They all look at the star. The star moved a little, as if the person holding the flashlight was getting tired. Shepherd 1. But what did it mean?
Wise Man 1. In time you will know.
Shepherd 2.
How we gonna know?
Wise Man 1.
He'll let us know.
Shepherd 1.
God on high?
Wise Man 1.
Works in mysterious way.
The light moved again, as if the person was changing hands or giving the flashlight to someone else to hold.
Wise Man 2. Wonders to perform.
Shepherd 2.
But we ain't nothing but poor little old shepherd.
Wise Man 1.
The lowest is highest in his eyes.
Wise Man 2.
Let us be off.
Wise Man 3.
To yon Bethlehem.
The wise men leave stage right.
Shepherd 1. Brightest star I ever seen.
Shepherd 2.
Got to mean something.
The star dipped down and came back up. Shepherd 1 looked at the person holding the light and looked back at me to be sure I had seen it too.
Shepherd 1. Let us kneel down. Nothing will bother the flock tonight.
The shepherds kneel as the curtain closes.
The curtain opens immediately afterward. We see Mary sitting on a bench holding baby Jesus. Joseph stands beside her, looking down upon the baby. A hammer hangs from Joseph's overall loop. Off stage right, people are heard approaching.
First speaker.
The star points yon.
Second speaker.
We close now.
Third speaker.
Yon, yon, the stable.
The three wise men enter from stage right and immediately kneel down before Mary and baby Jesus.
Wise Man 1. Surely, he come.
Wise Man 2. Nodding.
Him all right.
Wise Man 3.
Our Savior.
All three.
We bring thee gifts, O Lord.
Each places a penny on the bench beside Mary.
Mary,
surprised.
My little baby? Savior?
Wise Man 1,
nodding. Your little baby.
Mary, happy.
My little baby.
She holds him up to Joseph.
Look, Joseph, my little baby. Savior.
Joseph nods but does not speak. Mary, rocking baby Jesus in her arms, begins to sing, Joy to the World, the Lord is come. The wise men stand and join her, and so does Joseph and the shepherds, and the choir, and all the others, including the boy who held the flashlight. As the song ends, they all bow to the audience. While the children remained on stage, I asked Reverend Ambrose if he had any last remarks. Again, he thanked God for allowing so many people to come out tonight. Again, he reminded us that we were not all saved from sin. Even with book learning, we were still fools if we did not have God in our hearts. Again, he asked God to go with those locked up in prison cells. He thanked God for all his blessings, and the congregation responded with, Amen, Amen, Amen. I thanked the minister and told the congregation that that was our program for this year, and I reminded them that there were refreshments in the back. The children waited on stage to hear what I thought of the program. I told them that it was fine, just fine. The children left the stage to get in line for food.
Do you want me to bring you something, Mr. Wiggins?
Irene asked me.
No, thanks, I said.
Something the matter, Mr. Wiggins?
No.
Why?
I said.
You don't look too happy.
I'm okay, I said. Go on and get something to eat. Irene left to get in line, but she looked back at me over her shoulder. She was right. I was not happy. I had heard the same carols all my life, seen the same little play, with the same mistakes in grammar. The minister had offered the same prayer as always, Christmas or Sunday. The same people wore the same old clothes and sat in the same places. Next year it would be the same, and the year after that, the same again. Vivian said things were changing, but where were they changing? I looked back at the people around the tables, talking, eating, drinking their coffee and lemonade, but I was not with them. I stood alone. I saw one of the little Herbert girls coming up the aisle toward me, balancing a napkin of food on both her hands. She had to pass by the tree before reaching the pulpit.
She watched the food all the time to be sure she did not drop anything.
Miss Luce bring you this.
Thanks, Gloria. I sat on a chair inside the pulpit, eating fried chicken and bread. The people were still laughing and talking. Just outside the pulpit was the little pine Christmas tree, with its green and red strips of crepe paper for lights, its bits of lint cotton for snow, and the narrow strings of tinsel for icicles. And there was the lone gift against a tub of dirt.